cognitive behavioral therapy shows that people project unresolved pain onto others through what's called cognitive distortions. In other words, their past wounds color the present moment. Their words aren't always accurate data about you, they're data about them.
Welcome to Finish Well, the podcast that helps you silence discouragement and chase the dream on your heart rooted in faith.
Have you ever had someone's words cut so deep that you questioned everything about yourself? Maybe they criticized you in a way that left you spiraling, or they misread your motives and made you feel like you were the problem. And suddenly you're left wondering, was that the truth I needed to hear? Or was that just their hurt speaking? That's one of the hardest things to discern in business and in life because people are unpredictable. And if you don't know how to tell the difference, you'll either carry wounds that were never yours to hold, or you'll miss wisdom that could have helped you grow. So how do you actually know the difference? Let's break it down. When it's truth, feedback, wisdom, correction, it usually has certain qualities. It's specific. You might not like hearing it, but you can point out what they're talking about. For example, when you missed that deadline, it affected my team. That stings, but it's clear. It's measurable. You can check it against reality. Did you actually do the thing? Was there an impact? And often, truth, while it may hurt, still leaves a path forward. It's not meant to crush you. It's meant to highlight a blind spot or a place to grow. Now compare that to hurt. Hurt looks and feels completely different. It's usually vague. You walk away confused, still not knowing what you did wrong because they can't really pinpoint it. It often attacks your identity, not your actions. Instead of you miss this deadline, it's you're unreliable, you're selfish, you'll never get it right. That's not feedback, that's projection. And most importantly, it doesn't leave a door open. It shuts you down. It's not about building you up. It's about them offloading their own pain onto you. And psychology backs this up. Not that I'm a therapist, but I do like looking into this stuff. So cognitive behavioral therapy shows that people project unresolved pain onto others through what's called cognitive distortions. In other words, their past wounds color the present moment. Their words aren't always accurate data about you. They're data about them. So here's the key. If what's being said is anchored in a specific behavior that can be corrected, lean in. If it's attacking who you are without offering clarity, that's just hurt, and you do not need to carry it. And honestly, I know this all too well. For years, I was in a situation where someone's words kept tearing me down. They'd twist things, criticize me, and it was always aimed directly at my identity. And I'll be honest, I let it sink in. I tried to step back and be objective. But when the attack feels personal enough, you stop asking, is this truth or hurt? And you just start assuming it's true. I wasted so much time tying their emotions and their attacks to my identity. I carried their words like proof that I was whatever they were saying about me, like I was failing. And it threw me off course mentally, emotionally, even in the way I showed up in life and business. But here's what changed. I finally stepped away. I took some time and I just spent it with the Lord. I journaled, I reflected, and when I look at the situation with fresh eyes, I realized this wasn't mine to carry. This was their pain, not my identity. That shift didn't make me cold or heartless. In fact, it gave me compassion over time. But let me be clear, it did take a lot of time. I could see the pain behind their words, but because I was looking at it objectively, it didn't sting in the same way. And here's something I want you to hear. Time brings clarity, but only if your heart is in the right place. If you let bitterness grow, time can harden it. But if you seek God, time softens it. It frees you. That freedom gave me the ability to set a boundary, move forward, and stop trying to fix something or someone who was never mine to fix. If you don't catch on to this, if you never learn how to separate truth from hurt, your whole life gets shaped by reactions that don't even belong to you. In business, it looks like second-guessing every decision because someone once told you you're not good enough or you're not ready, or maybe you're not cut out for this. You stay small. You stay stuck, afraid to put yourself out there because you've tied your confidence to other people's wounds. In relationships, it often looks like constant tension. You either avoid conflict altogether because maybe you don't trust yourself to handle it, or you overreact and match the other person's anger because you're too busy protecting yourself to actually listen. And personally, you end up exhausted, confused about who you really are because you spent years measuring yourself by words that were never true in the first place. That's the cost of not learning to view things from this lens. But imagine the opposite. Imagine if you started seeing people's responses objectively. Imagine if the next time someone lashed out, you didn't spiral, you just paused. You filtered it. You asked, is this the truth I need to lean into? Or is this hurt I don't need to carry? What would that do to your confidence in the way you moved through life? I bet you'd move through life a lot lighter, clearer, not always carrying the weight of other people's storms. In business, you'd take feedback that actually helps you grow and ignore the noise that only distracts you. In relationships, you'd have healthier boundaries. You wouldn't need to defend yourself against every jab or criticism. You'd know when to lean in with love, when to pause, when to apologize sincerely, and when to walk away. And personally, you'd find freedom. You'd stop wasting energy replaying every conversation in your head. You'd stop doubting yourself every time someone raised their voice. You'd know who you are, and you'd know when a moment isn't yours to own. And here's the most important part. The way you get that new kind of perspective is by seeking it from the Lord. Understanding doesn't come from just venting or distracting yourself. It comes from sitting undistracted with God, getting into His Word, listening in prayer. Because the amazing thing is, every time you spend time with the Lord, you come out with a new perspective. Where people's words bring confusion, His words bring clarity. Where someone's wounds try to press itself onto you, His truth reminds you who you are. And when you live from that place, you don't just respond differently, you carry yourself differently. So let me leave you with something practical. Because it's one thing to nod along and think, yeah, I should separate truth from hurt. It's another thing to actually do it the next time someone snaps at you, criticizes you, or misreads your motives. Here's the framework I want you to use. Step one, pause before reacting. Don't trust the first emotional wave. Give yourself space. Even a few deep breaths can help you from getting swept into the storm. Step two, identify the source. Ask, is what they're saying specific or is it vague? If it's pointing to a clear behavior, that's a clue it could be truth. If it's clearly attacking your identity, that's more likely hurt. Step three, test it against reality. Is there evidence that this feedback is true? Could other people confirm it? Or does it crumble when you look at the facts? Truth stands when tested, hurt doesn't. Step four, choose your response. If it's truth, lean in, take responsibility, apologize if needed, adjust. If it's hurt, hold steady. Stay kind, but set a boundary. Don't argue with pain. Don't try to fix them. And step five, seek God's perspective. Bring it before Him and ask, what's mine to carry here and what's not? And He'll give you clarity. He'll remind you of who you are. He'll convict you where you need to grow. And He'll free you from the weight of what doesn't belong to you. So this week, here's the challenge. When conflict comes, because it will, don't just react. Pause, run it through the framework. Is it truth? Lean in. Is it hurt? Release it. Because the moment you start seeing clearly, you start living free.